All right, I think it's been long enough. It's long enough time that you have been at school, and now I want to hear from you about your horrible roommate. 844-MOJO-LIVE, 844-665-6548 is our telephone number. This is usually about the time that if you're in college and you have been there now for about a month or so, it seems, you probably have some stories for us on the worst roommate ever. Who listening to the show has ever had the worst college roommate ever? I cannot tell you how much fun it was to be able to send my kids off to school, Joe specifically, because Joe had four guys that lived in one place. He was one of four. And he would call from time to time and tell stories that were so wild. And it's actually kind of good because he still talks to one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The other two, not so much. One, I don't think any of them talked to because he turned out to be kind of like the guy that didn't get along with everybody. He wasn't enjoying the roommate thing. And they actually, Joe told me a story. This is actually a pretty funny story. He told me a story about how his friends would come and visit him from Michigan because he went to school in Chicago. And his friends would come and visit him from Michigan. And to piss off his roommate, his friends would get naked and lay in the guy's bed just to piss the guy off. Oh, and I'm like, so dude, if you did that in my house, I'd kill you for doing that.
I was talking to my daughter last night, and it's so funny. She's like, Dad, I just cleaned the whole apartment yesterday, and I spent like 3 hours cleaning it. I came down an hour later, and there were crumbs all over the kitchen counters and a big spill, and it was just there. I can't believe it. I'm so mad. I'm like, yeah, welcome to parenting. That's what we did every single time, would clean. Yeah.
Does she have a roommate that's a little
so
more
there's
messy?
Always, she has three roommates. There's always four. And it's funny, every year she gets a really close bond and becomes best friends with a couple of them. But there's always one that gets left behind from year to year as they get a new place. One always slips out of the group. And, you know, there's always one just kind of keeps himself, have different loud friend group, and maybe they're really messy and sloppy and break things.
You got to pray that you have roommates that are on the same schedule as you. Otherwise, it does get a little annoying. Janice, hi.
Hi.
Worst college roommate ever. Did you have that roommate?
I did. I had a roommate who would steal my underwear. Like, no matter how many packs I bought or how new they are, she would just go into my drawers and be like, hey, I bought these. These are mine. I'm just like, no.
Like to wear, or did she have like a interesting fetish?
She would wear them.
We go right for the fetish.
Okay.
Allie went to Ferris, and that happened to her there.
Wow. Like,
really?
The same exact thing.
Strange.
Where'd you go to school, Janice?
I went to the Georgia University.
See, at Ferris, it's just so cold, you need to double layer.
I just didn't know if that was common, like a common thing, people stealing other people's underwear.
You know what? They probably steal clothes a lot, but underwear seems like it'd be creepy.
Is one thing. Yeah, I'm not wearing somebody else's undies.
Richard, worst college roommate ever.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Good. What's happening?
So I actually had three really bad roommates all at the same time, like my first semester in college. So that really, really put a bad taste in my mouth. But the first roommate, he would wake us up at like random times of the night, like, he woke me up at 2 a.m. one time, and he's like, hey, do you have a stapler I can borrow?
Oh, my gosh. 2 a.m.
And then the other guy couldn't take care of himself, and literally everything he touched in the kitchen, he ruined. Like, our microwave, toaster, he scraped every pan with, like, a fork and screwed it up.
Mm.
And then the last roommate was fun. He had ADHD along with, like, a sugar addiction, so he had, like, two Mountain Dews and a bag of candy in his hand all the time. He's like bouncing off the wall.
You just described Mike.
Yeah, it's me to a T.
Did he never go to sleep and would wake you guys up all the time?
I mean, he stayed in his room for the most part, but his girlfriend was over a lot, and like he introduced me to her, and she said, "Hi, nice to meet you. Don't worry, I'm pretty quiet."
That's awesome.
I was like, "Well, welcome to college, I guess."
Where were you going to school, Richard?
It was in Fort Wayne. Like IPFW or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Harley, what's going on?
Hi. So I went to Marshall in West Virginia, and when I was there, my roommate at the time, well, she broke into one of the football players' rooms. She told me about it. I was friends with him, so I told him. She ended up waking me up at like 3 a.m., and she was like staring at the ground, walking back and forth. like crazy person. It was like, I thought she was going to kill me. And then she freaking ended up getting police escorted off campus because she wasn't even supposed to be there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
I get a text from our dorm advisor, and he's like, Harley, you need to get back to the room right now. The police are here. They're going to be taking her off.
Oh, jeez. What? She wasn't
was
even.
One of the scariest things.
She wasn't even registered to go? That she was.
She registered, and then she dropped out 3 days before she was supposed to move in, but still moved into the dorm.
Oh, wow. My God. That's
like,
nuts.
Never went to class. Was, like, breaking into, like, literally football players' rooms.
That's crazy. Wow. What's up, Mojo in the Morning? Ashley, what would your roommate do?
Hi. So, yeah, she actually would watch me sleep.
Oh, geez.
Oh.
Wait, that is so creepy. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, so I had, like, six roommates in a two-bedroom apartment. So, like, you know, we had two other girls in my room, and I have no clue how long she would watch me. But, like, every time I woke up, she'd be staring over my bed and be like, hey, good morning.
Oh, God.
A little creepy.
Oh, my God.
This gives you a little boop.
Yeah.
What would you rather have? Would you rather have that roommate or Dominique's roommate? What did your roommate do, Dominique?
My roommate never flushed the toilet, ever.
Was it Spike? Spike?
Not having plumbing.
Yeah.
And she never...
She was not used to having plumbing. Wow.
It was horrible. Like, it got to the point where I just never went into the restroom, ever.
Oh, God.